When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on Pin It Deep, Kentucky beats Florida. We have all the reactions from that. Of course, your favorite segments, some new opportunities for some listeners, and that's basically all I got. I mean, you all know what to expect. We beat Florida. It's going to be a fun episode.
Go! Every time!
Get some.
Live from KS Bar and Grill, introducing Pin It Deep with Max Duffy and Miles Butler, presented by Kentucky Sports.
Do you want me to stop?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
The fuck are you wearing?
This is a great start. Let's just
Welcome in to Pin It Deep. I am your host, as always, Max Duffy, former UK punter. We have former UK kicker Miles Butler here with me atop of KS Bar, and Brent Wainscott. How are you two? Actually, I'm not going to get to that. I'm going to just do my rant first, and then we'll ask how you are.
What
first.
Are you wearing?
Hold on. I'm what? Wearing the Chiefs. I'm all about the Chiefs today. Chiefs are going to win. It's not important. You guys need to realize today during this podcast that I don't give a fuck what I say at all.
Already going
strong. I am ready to go. We just beat Florida in the swamp, so I really don't care. There's a couple things I need to get to. Firstly, when you wake up in the morning, me and you know this feeling, when you wake up in the morning knowing that the night before you sprayed all over people's faces, absolutely covered people with spray, that's a great feeling. So I woke up happy. Miles, did you?
Spraying the champagne everywhere was probably the highlight of my Saturday. I don't know about the week, but for the Saturday, yes.
It's a usual occurrence for you, yep. Here's the next thing. To everyone that hit me up on Twitter and go, oh, well, you said we were going to go 7-5. Yeah, I did. And I said we'd beat Florida. So we're still going 7-5. But I'm very happy. I'm extremely happy. You saw me. I want us to go 12-0. I don't think we will. But for everyone that hit me up and was like, you still think 7-5? I literally picked us beating Florida in that 7-5 win. On that 7-5
Congratulations.
Who are the five losses?
I'm going to say that I think we're now 8-4 because South Carolina are terrible.
I just like the fact that you are triple down. If you're going to say 7-5
I'll
you want to go against the Army, say actually 6-6.
I'll triple. 7-5. We were going to have J.J. Weaver on. He had to pull out the last minute. Undisclosed.
Typical.
Undisclosed reason. So, look.
We're trying.
And we had no plan B this week for
it
either.
We're trying.
We're doing our best to try and get these guys on. Unfortunately, a combination of inability to communicate on their behalf and NIL now with all these guys thinking they have to make between $500 to $1,000 plus an episode when we don't have even a cent to give them is hurting us big time. They're all after the big contracts and we just don't have that anymore. So we apologize for not getting JJ. He said he will come on at some stage, but he did have something come up last minute that we can't talk about.
And yeah, I remember back in the olden days, all the way back to last year when we could just have guys on for fun. That was nice. But now that doesn't happen anymore, so now we just get to have our own company, which is fun. I like hanging out with you guys, but I'm sure the...
You don't like us?
No, I love you guys.
Wow. That we're starting there today?
Yeah.
I want to get to something real quick, and because it's going to be a big part of this show for the rest of the season. To all of you that said 7-5, go fuck yourself. And then to everyone else that keeps saying, like, you should do this, you should do this, you should do it this way, this way. Well, I'll tell you what, Miles, I'm going to give the people a chance here.
Give them what they want.
So here's our thing for the rest of the year. Every time we put our podcast out, not in, out.
Out.
With the podcast links, and it'll say, like, here it is, here's the podcast for this week on a Monday. If you quote tweet it, with a minute, 1 minute maximum audition of you doing a hard segment, a Dick Gabriel hard segment, we will choose the best one at the end of the year and you will come on the show with us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 minute, give us whatever you want to talk about. Make us laugh, make us cry, make us hard, make us soft. We don't care. Just give us your best minute.
If it's terrible, we will talk about that as well.
We will. So we'll be criticizing and reviewing a lot of them.
No criticism, just rooms for improvement.
Room for improvement,
room for
of course.
Improvement, yeah.
So that's for everyone.
This podcast definitely never criticizes anyone, ever.
No.
Not anyone that doesn't deserve it, no.
Let me finish it. You have to, so we see it, you say at Pin It Deep KSR and capital Get Hard. That's what I want after it, okay? So 1 minute, at Pin It Deep KSR, Get Hard, and we will review all of them each week. And like I said, the best one will be able to come on the show. What do you think about that, Miles?
I think I'm excited to see what we get in. Andy E.
Andy
E is going to be the one I want to see.
Looking forward to Andy E's, and also looking forward to Adam Banks's when he gives us a minute of why he still hates Stoops. Mm-hmm. He was back on the Twitter last night saying saying he's 16 wins off having a winning SEC record or something. Like that's wild.
Well, that also he could be right. That feels wrong.
No, because his early years he wouldn't have won many
early
SEC
years,
games.
Yeah, but it's still just something about that. Number feels wrong, but that I think is just a testament to how far he's brought it here. And
the winningest coach in all of Kentucky history. If you hear some yells here, the Bengals game's going on. The winningest coach in all of UK history, and Miles last night. Then when they just kept going to him on the sideline, how good did he look?
He looked unbelievable.
The black. He loves the black, and it looks mighty fine.
I'll give UK football this, and I love lots of things about UK football, but this is the one thing I've loved the most this year already. Their videos have been pretty good.
Really good.
Like, and they know that they know who sells the tickets. The good looking man that's the head coach. And they get him like the stroll down the sideline.
To won't back down.
Was unbelievable. Oh, so I tweeted it out and said, when you're beating the Gators at the Swamp, but you're also remembering at the same time that if you just had a stayed with the Queen in high school, you could now be the King.
Mm-hmm. He is the King, though.
He is the King.
He is the King of Kentucky. For sure.
Hard dick question of the week. Would you rather be the King of... Nah.
We're not there yet.
Oh, sorry. Premature.
Do you want to just... You want to be back being the host?
Premature. No, sorry. Sure, go ahead.
You want to take over?
You got it.
Miles, give me 2 minutes, please, about why Mark Stoops is the greatest of all time.
Okay, coffee. You can start there. Okay. He loves coffee, as do I. He had that, like, smirk with his chest puffed out last night once we got the lead, and you could everyone kind of knew we were going to win, I think, start of the fourth. He had that little smirk going. His post-game press conference, he's taking shots at the media. There is no better man, than, especially when they're winning, than Mark Stoops. Angry last night, though, early. I do not want to know what he said to Cade DeGraw. The long snapper, we'll get to him probably, I'm sure, a little bit later. He did seem angry. But actually the best looking – I know they kept going to Will as well, as if Will was a good looking man.
Then they
go back to the star of the show. Coach Stoops on the sideline, all the Florida fans, the cheerleaders – Missouri, we go look at the Golden Girls. Last night, the Florida cheerleaders were looking at Coach Stoops, as they should be.
He is an outstanding, outstanding man. And I'm so happy that it's like an iconic – we talked about this before, but it was always going to be an iconic win at the Swamp to pass the record. It's actually perfectly fitting that, obviously he beat the streak 4 years ago, but to go back down to the Swamp and win, and that's the game that you beat the record, that was outstanding. And I love his little jabs at people in the post-game media all the time whenever he gets a win. He had one at Roman Harper. He had one more yesterday. Why am I forgetting? I've gone blank.
Oh, he said something about us being at the AP poll.
Jumping.
Yeah. We ought to be in the top 10. Yeah, we are.
Wow.
Bengals KS touchdown. We are going nuts.
Bengals with 20 seconds left.
Jamar Chase yet again strikes.
We are. We're the 9th ranked team in the country. Can you believe that? Now, that will actually lead me into... The first true or not true, are we the 9th best team in the country, Miles Butler?
No.
Are we better?
Much like actually, we
are
better.
Where are we?
I haven't got to see everyone yet, and I do the eye test. I would put us top 6.
Okay.
I had a talk with someone today, I'm not going to say who, there's no one on here, and they laughed when I said they were like Michigan, USC. No, I think we'd beat those teams.
So who's in front of us? Who's the 5 in front?
I think Bama, Georgia.
Yep.
Ohio State.
Yep.
I'd put us in the same talk of anybody else that would be 4.
Brent?
I'm kind of with Miles because I started thinking about who would be at 4, and the names that come up are Clemson, no. Michigan, I just don't think so. They looked pretty solid, but, I mean, they just now figured out who their quarterback is.
Didn't cover.
You know.
Did not cover. Tick, tick, tick.
So, honestly, I'm kind of with Miles on the same thought that we are maybe a top five team in the country.
I love our team.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I'm not going to. You have to be honest. We're not a top five team at the moment. We destroyed Florida, but they're terrible.
They may not
like,
turn out to be
like Anthony
good.
Richardson went. Let's just put it in perspective a little bit. I'm super happy that we won. And I think that we're going to be, as always, contending for the East, as we should be. And we needed to win that one.
We are first in the East right now.
We are. If you go against someone whose quarterback goes 13 from 35, and I think he had 4 rushing yards. Now, great defensive display. I'll give it that. A lot of overthrown balls from him.
To be fair, though, like the year that 2018, when we beat Drew Lock, and Drew Lock didn't have a first down in the second half, Drew Lock can throw it.
He can.
We just defensively were really, really good.
He did. And I think I'm not taking away from what the defense did. I think our game plan was outstanding.
As Weaver said.
But I just think, like, when you win that comfortably against that team, I think it kind of shows that maybe they're not, well, they're definitely not, what were they, 12th going into the game?
So ridiculous.
They're definitely not the 12th ranked team in the country.
And then
so.
Everyone was talking up Anthony Richardson like he was the next
Heisman, Lamar Jackson. Not,
literally, they were like, oh, he's a mix of Cam Newton, Dak Prescott. I think you might have left out Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers.
Moments in the game, there was 2 for me, and I want you to tell me which one was the better catch. Okay. Dane Key or Jordan Wright? Because the Dane Key, absolutely outstanding catch on the big throw. I'm not sure how many yards it was. It was like 55-yard touchdown or something.
Just a post.
And then Jordan Wright with the one-hand snag just out of nowhere. Whose was better, Miles?
I thought Jordan Wright was better. I felt like Dane Key's catch, momentum in the game, that was like we're hanging in there with him. The Jordan Wright one was the kind of the like, okay, we actually are going to win.
Yeah, and I mean, I always like have a hard time believing how bad DBs are at catching a football when it's like thrown straight at them, and that one was not, and he just plucked it out of midair. Brent, who was the better catch?
I didn't get to see the Jordan Wright one because I was trying.
You didn't watch the game?
We talked about this on Saturday morning. I was trying to get back from a wedding. I did make it back, but for me, the Dane Key catch was big because Kentucky was a little shaky in the first quarter, and then you get that 55-yard touchdown catch from a Lexington kid nonetheless, and just that was the moment it's like, okay, we're actually in for a game. So
I'm so happy for Dane because Ryan put so much pressure on him to be good, and he's actually delivered. He had 2 touchdowns last night, like 100 and something yards of receiving.
It wasn't that last – the catch he had wasn't even – I'm not taking away from his route. He wasn't even wide open, like an extremely contested catch as a true freshman in the swamp.
I also don't
see that often.
I think maybe it was Dr. Mike or maybe it was a Getty image, and it was more of like a frame-by-frame of what happened. And maybe I'm mistaken. It looked like halfway through that exchange, he didn't have control of the ball. And then just like on the way down, still found a way to come up with it. Like I would imagine the advanced analytics or Amazon Prime stats, whatever they like to call it, I would say the catch probability on that was super low.
And the greatest thing for us as a football team is that we have 2 freshmen that are going to be with us for the next 3 years, obviously this year included.
Yep.
And if anyone was worried about once we lose Will, what's going to happen, you can't tell me every quarterback in the portal is not going to be wanting to come to Kentucky knowing who you've got to throw to for at least 2 years.
Yeah, that's massive, too.
It's a huge point, and I think they'll try to go get somebody in the portal. If you do that combined with Rich as an NFL QB-level coach, anyone should love to come here and play.
We saw Deuce Hogan, though, last night for 1 snap, so congratulations, Deuce Hogan.
I was a little angry about that play because we said – he only came in for once, right?
Yep.
And they just 3rd and 10, something
just ran it. Yeah.
That flea flicker.
See,
that's when you dial it up because they don't see it coming.
Yeah, because they're like, well, they're obviously just going to hand it off here because they've got the backup in. Yeah.
No.
Sling it.
Like literally 4 verts deep, something. Take a shot with him.
Yeah.
So I know we've talked about before how much Stoops hates the targeting rule. And, you know, I know you guys tend to go away from the grain. Did you all think that play was targeting or no?
I know this is like the every comment.
Dude, the KS ball is going absolutely.
This is
nuts.
Almost
they,
as much
they just
as
win the game
last night.
Oh, they ran out of time.
Yeah, Cincinnati just won, I think.
Yeah, the Bengals just won on the last play.
On the last
well, they need to make the
extra
point.
The field goal.
They need to make the extra point.
Shooter McPherson.
Keep going. Keep going.
Yep, sorry.
What were we saying?
I don't know.
Oh, targeting.
Yes.
Bengals go Bengals. Bengals money line when they got down. Here we go. No, the target. There needs to be two levels. And I think that the 15 yards, but you stay in the game and then an ejection, I think that one would fall in the 15, not ejection.
I didn't think it was targeting, but I don't understand if the rule is helmet to helmet. That's how what, much, yeah, he could be more helmet to helmet than that was. Yeah.
I think for what the rule is, he should have been thrown out.
And how Will got up, he looked like he got rocked. I thought we were going to lose him. I thought we were going to lose him to a concussion or something.
No, no, like death. Yeah. I thought he actually may never stand up again.
It was very reminiscent of the Taylor Wyndham hit on Tebow when he was here.
Mm.
I know Max doesn't know what I'm talking
about.
Miles
knocked him out, didn't it? Or like concussed him, didn't it?
Yeah, knocked him out for the rest of the game.
Out,
and they still beat us by 30.
Still beat us, but it doesn't matter.
True or not true, that was the best win on the road and most convincing win on the road that Kentucky football has had under Mark Stoops.
No.
No.
What was the most convincing on the road?
Probably.
What do you mean convincing?
Like, that was just a dominant display. When have we ever gone on the road and just absolutely dominated the team?
South Carolina, 2017.
The last time we beat Florida there.
You think it was more convincing?
I don't think it was more convincing.
I think it was more shock. I mean, we destroyed them that game too, though. I don't know.
For me, it's South Carolina 2017. That was the year before you got – you were on the team still, weren't you? Yeah.
Yes.
I'd probably say that one.
The only thing I don't – and I don't want to pick at people, but the one thing I don't love, I want to be excited about the win, but I also don't want it to feel like we shouldn't have done that.
Correct.
There's almost this, like, I can't believe we won that game. I can, but I'm also excited.
Well, all three of us had us winning, right?
Yes. Well
actually, you did not.
No, 70% chance.
Yeah, 70% chance of winning, but we're not going to win.
I did it out of superstition.
Superstition.
Superstition. But I agree with you guys. I think it's, you know, obviously we're still young, except for Max. It's fun to go out and party and flip cars. I didn't understand rushing State Street. We've beaten Florida three times out of the last 5 years. Like, cool.
If we knocked off Georgia this year, I could see it there.
Yes, but just to say, we beat like the Gator team again, like, you know, whatever. This chaos
they blocked
bar's
the
going
kick.
Nuts.
They blocked
no,
the
they
kick.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Are you kidding me?
They blocked it.
Oh.
So it's overtime.
My.
That's insane.
Live action. Gosh. Pin it deep.
Well, you said you talk about celebrating Brent as we try to focus, but Cincinnati game is insane. Miles, what a time it was at the bar here last night.
One of the best game day atmospheres, and we're not giving Matt Jones Chaos Bar a plug for no reason. Well, actually, one of the best game day atmospheres I've ever seen. I hope the man sitting next to us, which touchdown was it? It may have been the pick six.
Yes.
There was a man, an older, I don't know how old he was, but he was older than us, sitting with his wife. They were just relaxing, enjoying about 50 buckets of Bud Light. And after that, he got up so fast to celebrate, just went straight backwards and fell into the ground. His wife's, like, down checking on him, and everyone else is just celebrating, hands in the air.
Yeah.
And his wife's like, I hope he didn't just die.
Yeah, no one cared
no
that
one
a man may have
any,
just died.
Yeah, no one had
Miles
any concern.
Miles was in tears laughing at him.
Well, and, once he was up.
And he got back up, and it wasn't even like, wow, maybe I should check my health or my vital signs because I just fell down. Yeah. Straight back into cheering and going nuts.
Cheering with a Bud Light straight away.
It was so funny. I'd never really experienced a game day at like a, you know, Chaos Bar or a Tin Roof or anything like that, so that was kind of the first time for me, and it was awesome.
It was
like just to have all the diehard fans in there going nuts. Obviously you would have them at the stadium as well if it was a home game, but and I've been to a few of those, but to just have it at the bar and, like, you know, the advantage of being able to have alcohol unlike the stadium, it was unreal. And like so loud. We got up on the stage at the end there, Miles, and just sprayed everyone with
champagne everywhere.
So that was definitely fun.
And they asked after the bartender was like, "So are you all gonna clean this up?"
Yeah, and I was like, "Definitely not.
No.
Yeah, that's not happening." And the funniest part about it was, Miles said to me before we went up there, "So what do I do really with the champagne? Like, do I shake it before? Like, do you?"
I'd never. Yeah.
Never.
Oh, don't do this, because you laughed and then you like looked to the girl next to us and we're like, actually, what do we do? You were like, oh, you're such an idiot. Actually, what are we supposed to do though?
It was so fun. True or not true? That was an absolute masterclass by Brad White.
Yes.
Like to keep them to. I wish I had the stats on me right now. I've got my phone here, but to keep them to like barely any rushing yards. And Anthony Richardson, obviously, to four, to just completely take. Like, they didn't even ever look like scoring.
They had 100 yards passing late in the fourth.
Yeah.
And then he had some garbage yards, so he ended with 143.
Yeah. What about rushing?
They had, let's see, 130-ish.
I mean, it's an absolute domination. Mm-hmm. An absolute domination.
Well, and to score 16 points, and we kind of gave him the freebie with the snap over the head on punt.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll get to that. This was the most impressive thing for me, and we've kind of been all over the place with this game. This is the most impressive thing for me. When we were challenged in third down or fourth down situations and they said, Carrington Valentine, good luck, one-on-one, he came up big once or twice with some big stops. We had some DBs that could just had to flat-out cover them man-on-man, and they did. So that was the biggest thing for me, because that's been a worry. Normally we get a PI or something like that with our DBs. We did not, so that was huge.
I didn't even think we played well and didn't play a clean game, though. To win double digits in the swamp against a top – we'll see if they're actually that good. But a 12th-ranked team not playing your best football, I think that's pretty impressive for the team.
And because everyone will be wanting to know this, obviously we're specialists, we'll get to the snap or the snapping issues that we had. Kate DeGraw, I'll start, Miles, and then you chime in if you need to. Brent, you as well, but I don't think you
I have no insight whatsoever.
Here's my thoughts. So I was, firstly, he's done that before. Obviously, when I was playing, he snapped over my head against Mississippi State. For me, when he did that, my thoughts would be he can't play again. Like, you've got to put Clay Perry in, because Clay Perry did a really good job last year and when Cade was out with hamstring issues. And so I thought, but Stoop stuck with him, put him back out there. And obviously, he was so nervous for that next field goal. And that wasn't a great snap. At the same time, my honest belief is that wasn't great, but that happens sometimes with field goal. You got to be able to catch that and put it down.
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
The first one was terrible.
Terrible.
Absolutely miserable. I felt bad for Kate.
Yeah.
Because after the first one with the crowd and all that, like, that's for a kid that's what, probably 19, 20, or I don't know, he may be 21 now.
Yeah.
But for a young kid, that's a lot for your headspace. For them to stick with him and come back, and he had some good snaps later in the game, I thought that was good. I'll be interested to see if Stoops, if there's any competition there.
Yeah. Well, Stoops could be giving him the world of confidence, just throwing him back out there and going, no, we're not swapping. Because I would have swapped it, but I mean, that's great. And I love Kate, but I would have swapped it. But he didn't, and he came out, he had one, I think he had two more field goal snaps that were both great, and he had one more punt snap, and that was fine as well. So, did a really good job to kind of get back in there, and that's one of the things, obviously, as a specialist, you only get those one or two, three, maybe opportunities a game, and you've got to be perfect, and everyone doesn't notice when you're perfect, but when you mess up, that's when everyone finds out. And so, I think that'd probably been, well, it's probably since Mississippi State, obviously, but the first time in a long time that the long snapper has been on the brunt of tweets.
I'd say two. Colin Goodfellow, heads up play the snap over the head to do it, kick it out of bounds as a safety, or out of the back as a safety. You don't want seven there.
Yeah. And Chance Paul trying to do the fire call was so funny.
Fire call, the rollout. He tried to channel his inner Johnny Manziel and scramble out of the pocket. Did you ever have to throw it?
No.
Never.
The Maulers, for the Maulers.
Yeah, you did in your professional career,
So, anyway, we'll get away from football for a second, and we'll get to one of our favorite segments, the hard dick question of the week. Obviously, we love Dick. We love Dick on this podcast. We're all big fans of Dick. Dick Gabriel segment, the hard dick question of the week. Brent, do you have it?
I did.
You did. You lost it.
Actually, give me a second. Like, I'll pause this.
No, when there's no pause.
Completely lost it. I had it in a safe, was going to bring it on the way here, lost it.
You lost it.
I lost it.
Well, can you come up with anything on the spot?
Yeah, would you rather be the King of England or the King of Lexington?
Ooh.
Which is what I was going to ask earlier, but you were like, oh, no.
What about Versailles?
Versailles?
Okay, when you ask me that, am I the King of England or the King of Lexington being myself, or I have to choose one of those two people? Because you know who I'm choosing.
That's even a harder question. You get to be yourself.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm Mark Stoops every day.
Of the week. I'll take King of England.
Why would you take England?
What?
Why would you take England? Just to...
I think the biggest thing Lexington would have is Keeneland, but you've got Royal Ascot over there for the horses.
True. Could change football over there into just calling it soccer for good.
I think Meghan Markle is a great-looking person. That I just would like to see her every day. That's my answer.
I thought she wasn't hanging around the palace anymore. I thought it was just a big
breakup. She would if I was king.
I don't think Mark Stoops would be struggling to pull people of her caliber, though. That, I mean, you got to remember that.
No.
He is a good-looking man. He looked so good last night. I know we keep going back to it, but it was unbelievable. Every time they went back to him, he just looked better and better and better.
And he used to go with the normal just polo, collared. He's now kind of got the V-neck almost going, or it's like a little bit open.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm kind of here for fun. I can coach football, but after the game, if you want to go have a good time, I'm also
someone,
here for that.
Someone said on Twitter last night that, like, you can tell he's been doing a lot of bench press. I don't think he has, to be honest.
He does look
but
like
the chest
drops
does
some
look
LBs.
Good, though. Yeah, I think he has lost a bit of weight recently. Is that your only hard dick question?
That we only ever do one.
Okay, that's fine.
Are you just out of questions? Just say, I mean, just
no,
say you're out of questions.
I'm going to get to Twitter.
Okay.
We'll get to Twitter now because we love giving back to the people that write into us. I believe Andy E is definitely going to have one here, Miles, so be prepared for that.
Oh, I saw it. He had one.
Does
it
he?
Is good. It's good.
So here we go. Twitter questions this week. Again, apologies for no JJ Weaver. The gate.
The gate.
Though the conversation was mostly slurred, the gate has received word that you all will be performing Higher Love by Whitney Houston at Idol Gate 2 on October 8th. Do you all care to sing us one line as a preview? No pressure.
I will not be given a preview. I'm going
to
be
who agreed to
wedding,
that? You?
So.
I didn't agree to it. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Was that your song choice or theirs?
I think he said you all can sing whatever you want, and that's what I went with.
The gate. You don't want to give us a little preview?
No, I need to prepare more.
Well,
I'm not
because
ready.
That's the thing. If we go to the gate, only the people at the gate will be able to hear it. And we love the gate. We would love for everyone listening to go to the gate, but only like 30 people are going to hear it. So
I know. He just FaceTimed me too.
Sawyer Smith.
Wow.
He heard us saying a great-looking man, and Stoops was the one. Wow.
Andy E., with a legit chance of going 4-0 into Ole Miss, how do you see the season going after that point? Also, how tall of a ladder did it take for Miles Butler to get up on that bar?
Yes. It's one of those things, like, my whole family's struggled with height.
Yeah.
Going back to, like, my great-great-grandfather. My dad's not tall. My mom's not tall. My grandfather, it was not tall. Mm-hmm. Grandmother wasn't.
Yep.
Great-great-grandfather, not tall. Yep. Great-great-grandmother wasn't tall. It's something that we've been bullied about our entire lives, and I really don't appreciate poking at my height.
Yep.
With that being said, no, I did not need a ladder.
When you were born, you were quite short,
too. I've been short my entire life. Now, hopefully, if I keep growing, I've stopped. Just a brief pause. Maybe I'll get up taller eventually. I wonder if Andy E's taller than me. He probably is. He wouldn't
Andy
take
E, I want to see your minute.
Yeah, his minute's
going to
be great.
Good. So with when he says there's a legit chance of going 4-0, I can't see why we wouldn't be 4-0. Obviously, we've got Northern Illinois and Youngstown State,
okay.
So we're fine. We'll get to like a little bit of a look down the track in a few minutes, but I mean, I had the season going like this, and I think we all – did anyone have us actually losing Florida at the start of the season predictions? I don't think anyone did, so I think everyone thought we were going to be a legit chance to go 4-0, and that game at Oxford is going to be so good now.
Massive.
Because both teams will probably be 4-0, so that's going to be huge.
And we obviously don't know because it's up in the air, but
– game day?
Not really game day. I'm more thinking about, like, could we maybe see another running back in the running back room with Chris when we go to Ole Miss? I mean, we obviously don't know, but, I mean, that's the fifth game, four-game suspension is what everyone keeps murmuring, but no one really knows. I mean
– the fact that they haven't made a statement on it yet is making
bullshit.
Me worried. It's
making
me
very worried, yeah.
John Hobbs says, just this game change your predictions. Just this game.
Yes, 8-4 you said now.
I think South Carolina looked pretty bad, so maybe 8-4. I'll give them that, but I still think 7-5. Bethany A. Sidnor said, does Max believe in the team now? I mean, I always thought we were going to beat Florida. Does this change his outlook on the season? We've been through that.
It's his Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked this many people like, I mean, obviously, I'm glad that they care what you say, but they're putting so much stock into what you said about 7-5.
Well, okay, here's the thing to everyone that's doubting me. I'm just going to go through everything that I've said. 7-5, we beat Florida. So my prediction's going right at the moment. Said the O-line was terrible. It is terrible. I said our wide receivers are going to have to make people miss. They have shown that, and that's therefore our offense has been good. Our defense has been so-so. We haven't really been able to pressure the quarterback with a whole lot of success.
D-line looks really good.
D-line looked better last night. Walker with the huge sack.
Oh, my goodness.
So, basically, the reason why people put so much into what I say, Brent, is because I'm never wrong.
I hope when you – if we can get to 7-0, that you stick with it.
I will.
7-5 at 7-0.
No, because that would include us having to lose to Louisville.
It does. That's what I'm saying.
It's not going to happen. Brian Frick, have any of you all eaten? Okay, here's something as well for you guys that never makes any sense to me. When you are addressing a group in proper English, I understand that when I'm talking to the group, it is all the group. Americans feel the need to say you all, or like, how are you all doing? Have any of you all eaten? It's like, have any of you eaten gator before?
I don't care. No, I don't care.
I will say you all, because you have literally said many times, Brent's only spoken when spoken to, so.
Mm. But this is, it's disgraceful English.
I think he's just sticking up for me.
Like, people always do that here, and it doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, what are you all doing? Just say, what are you doing? Like, what are you guys doing?
Are we taking, like, an ACT English prep course?
It doesn't make any sense to me ever that people say that.
I think it's just more of an inclusive way to do it, making us all feel welcomed.
Have we eaten gator? I have.
Yes, and it's actually very good.
Pretty good.
I have not.
Cats fan in Ohio with a Ukraine flag next to it said, why is there a 12-year-old on the bar with Max? Pretty sure he's not of drinking age. Another shot at you, Miles.
Oh, I thought they meant your kid.
No, they meant you.
Your kid also came up
there. I'm looking forward
to
Maria KSR sticking up for you in these comment sections in a little bit, because some people are coming at you pretty hard here.
Yep.
Sharon Mead, how do you feel about taking the penalty to get a better punt result? Okay, here's scoop. So we got the 5-yard penalty and it put us back, and I heard apparently the commentator said, like, smart move to give the punter more room, which is the worst thing. And I've ranted about this before, so I'm not doing it again. It's just the worst thing to say. Here's the scoop. Every single time this special teams coordinator was at Lafayette, the first punt of every, like, of the opposing team, they tried to rush and, like, send the house to try and block it every single time for, like, 4 years straight. We had planned, all right, bring it on. We were just going to run a fake against it. You would have seen on the screen, Colin Goodfellow was doing like the, are we doing it? Are we in it? Like, he was looking over. They called it off because we were 4th and 17. Stoops obviously didn't want to do it on a 4th and 17. And so then they didn't have a punt called for it. And so they just took the delay game and went back.
That's what actually happened.
Yes.
See, I think that's an even better time to run it.
Because
they don't see 4th and 17. It's like they'd never fake it here.
And I feel like if you're sending the house, you're going to have all this room to run.
They have more room to work with as well when throwing
what
it.
Do you remember the yardage on the 4th down you converted against Missouri? I want to say that was 4th and long, too.
100.
Yeah.
4th and 100.
Well, I feel like I ran like 50 yards and only had a 26-yard carry. I don't know. No, that wouldn't make sense.
I have that same feeling when I'm on the treadmill. It's like I feel like I've ran 10 miles and it's like you ran 0.2 miles.
Is the SEC, so this is Tate Resenbrink, is the SEC East better than the West this year?
No.
Well, Miles. Here's the thing, right?
I think
so,
Georgia beats Alabama.
Georgia is great, and they may beat Alabama. Let's just say that they're equal.
They're equal.
The next two teams after those, you'd think in the West, it's probably Texas A&M. They just lost to App State, so it can't be them.
Arkansas.
Arkansas is solid, and they did beat South Carolina, but I would say South Carolina's going to be at the bottom of the
East. Oh, my God, he missed again. I hate to do that, but he missed again.
Evan McPherson missed.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Sorry, go ahead.
You're fine. So who would be the best two teams in the West? So Arkansas and who else? Because in the East, it's us and Tennessee.
I mean,
we both look pretty solid. Ole Miss
is good.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty close, but I think there's an argument for it for once.
You just don't have – like, I don't think South Carolina is going to end up being very good, and Vandy I don't think is good either.
But Florida, I think, is – even though we beat them handily yesterday, I think they're better than we thought they were going in. And, I mean, outside of Arkansas, Alabama, you know, and Ole Miss – Mississippi State and Florida, I mean, if they play, that kind of goes the Dan Mullen Bowl.
There is definitely more parity between the two
than
before.
Yeah. Darren Rogers, Kentucky.
Darren Rogers.
He just gave us a stat, and he didn't even ask his question. He said, Kentucky hasn't lost to Florida under the reign of King Charles III. God save the king. That's true.
That's true.
That's very true.
Wow. Very good stat.
I like that stat.
Jared Livers said what was going on with the long snapper. We've already addressed that. I'd love to know what Stoops did say to him. I know you already said that, Miles, but I would love to know what he said to him. I should have actually called Cade and asked him that before we did this. Mark Stoops burner, true or not true, Colin Goodfellow had an impact in this game.
Yes.
I mean, it was smart of him to do what he did.
But he has an impact in the game even if that's a clean play. I mean, he punts the ball.
Right.
I mean, that's an impact.
We would have won either way.
You know what's funny? Imagine if Mark Stoops' burner is actually Mark Stoops, and it's just the perfect cover-up to call it Mark Stoops' burner, and he's actually written in to being like, I don't really know a whole lot about punting. Do you think what Colin did last night was good? Let's ask Max.
When's the last time you think he actually tweeted something? Didn't have someone else do it.
It was when it was the...
Coach Cal.
Because he walked down. He wouldn't have known his password before then, and he said, give me the password.
Doesn't even have the app on his phone.
Yeah. He copped some flack during the week as well because he retweeted Kelly Kraft's campaign, video campaign.
Who did?
Mark Stoops. And this is the funniest shit. They asked him about it in the press conference. And they said to him, you know, you don't often get political or anything like that, but you retweeted off your coaching account. And he was like, I was just doing it for a good friend of mine.
Someone that may or may not have their name on the facility.
Yeah.
It's someone that helps pay my salary. Yeah. I may be. I'll support them.
Reese Ewing. How was that not targeting on Will?
Patrick?
Patrick's brother. We kind of talked about that. We think it. I don't understand that rule, but they seem to be. They seem to be this year, and I know we've only 2 weeks in. They seem to be this year, reversing a lot of them. Yeah, letting them go a little bit. Which I don't have a feeling if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Honestly, to me, it's the head's sacrosanct. So you got to look after people. So for me, it's I don't think that's a good thing. But people that love old school football would say that it is better to let it go, but I don't know if I'm a fan of that.
Well, I think it's a situation. Did you guys watch Texas, Alabama? I assume you did. So I think it's just one of those situations where they're trying to take away that play that happened to Bryce Young because that was obviously bullshit. But it's also maybe they've gone a little overkill. Maybe it's just a little overcorrection and they figured it out by week six.
Kevin May said, why did you and Miles not take your shirts off like Ryan Lemon?
That's a good question.
I haven't been in the gym enough lately.
We're not in as good shape as him, so we needed to keep those on.
No.
And Max Duffy wrote in, and he had a question for Brent Wainscott. Brent, if you had to put your life on the line, who would you rather have kicking from 35 yards, field goal, to save your life? Miles Butler or Bert Auburn? Bert Auburn, the greatest kicker Texas has ever had. If you don't know who Bert Auburn is, look him up. It's probably the greatest name. And if you see his head, it matches a name like Bert Auburn perfectly. So, Brent, who would you rather have?
From 35?
Yes. 35.
Specifically 35.
Yes.
And it's in the middle.
I've specifically made it 35, so it's not out of Miles' range. Yes,
correct.
So, here's the thing. If I get, maybe I'm putting too much thought into this. I feel like if Miles knows he's got a chance to mess with me a little bit, even if it does result in death, he might just be like, just not feeling today.
So no, I choose Bert. If my life was on the line, I'd choose Bert. He's training. I haven't kicked a ball. I'm retired.
Yes.
I haven't kicked a ball. And actually, no, I'll back myself in. Yeah, I'd back myself in.
You know, they had to, you know, Bert and Ernie on
Sesame Street.
They had to stop using those two.
Why?
Because they thought it was a bad for kids that those two were sleeping in the same bed.
I thought they slept in
Bert
different beds.
Bert and Ernie?
Bert and Ernie slept in the same bed.
I thought they had the...
Well, maybe you saw the updated one where they sleep in separate beds. Because in the early days, they would sleep in the same bed, Bert and Ernie.
Well, maybe the Australian one was different from the United States one. Wow. Probably a good chance of that.
Was this in the 90s when they changed it?
No, it was recently. I think you could... I mean, I might be wrong if someone wants to write in and tell me I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure Bert and Ernie slept in the same bed. Bert Auburn and Ernie Auburn.
This feels like a Mandela effect. I don't remember this at all.
What does that mean?
I know what that is.
I don't.
No, I don't remember, but you remember.
No, I know what Mandela effect is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mandela effect, Miles, is where someone, they think that things have happened in the past and only certain people remember them. And the world's changed, they just change it. And you're the only one that remembers that history, but it's real. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, this is doing too much.
Yeah, every picture I'm seeing, not a single one of them are in the same bed.
Well, I'm telling you, Bert and Ernie sleep together.
They did.
They did, yes. And then
they don't anymore.
Not allowed to anymore.
I don't know.
Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
You think Bert was a good cuddler?
Probably not.
Yeah. He had the little ocean noise machine playing at night.
You think Bert and Ernie would have done as good a job as me and you of spraying over people's faces?
Not what we did last night, no. No.
The funniest thing was, and I just keep smiling whenever I think about it, everyone moved out of the way because they didn't want to get covered in champagne. And, like, obviously people have phones and wallets and stuff. They don't want to get wet. And so everyone moved out of the way, and we had one guy just come right in front of us with the mouth open and just wanted all of it. Just give it all to me. And I thought that was the greatest thing of all time. So if you are that guy, I hope you enjoyed it. We have another man that we like to pay homage to each Sunday, or this podcast comes out on Monday. So Monday, Brent. You know, he likes to maybe follow in our footsteps, but normally he's... You know, for what we kind of did last night, but normally he's at a high school, unfortunately, or a primary school when he does it. So
maybe not champagne, but you know, maybe Gatorade, water.
Yeah, yeah, over the winning coach, right? Yeah. For the whatever sport he's watching, or over the players. I'm not too sure. Yeah. It depends, but yeah, he likes to watch girls, as we know. He covers a lot of like ulterior
girl sport.
Genuinely through a fence or something like that.
Massive kick right now.
KS Bar. Like,
KS
this is
Bar has lost it. I don't
and
know what's happening.
For the
happening.
Win, the
I feel
Pittsburgh
like he's
going to
miss this.
This is a huge. It's
oh
55.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he make it?
Nope. Off the.
Nope. Nope.
No,
oh,
no
we
good.
Missed it.
Missed it.
That stadium and kicking field goals, man.
Larry Vaught question, please, Brent.
Before I get to the Larry Vaught question, how was the show? I was a show with him.
Oh, you went on this week, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I was. I was on with Larry Vaught. It was great. We had a great time, discussed many things. He's funny because, like, normally when people come onto shows, you get, like, the expert in a certain area or something, and basically, like, they'll just ask them the questions about what they're trying to inform people about. So, you know, football questions. So he did ask me some Kentucky football questions. But what Larry likes to do with all of his guests, which I actually think is pretty funny, is he'll, like, message two or three people that are close to them and ask for any dirt on them if possible.
Oh, it's almost
and
like
then
a
he brings,
Nardwar situation.
Brings it up on the show.
Wow.
And so he messaged Luke Fortner, because Luke sent me the screenshot, and he said, what have you got on Max? I want to get in for something.
Hopefully no photos.
Yeah. And Luke has plenty on me, so it was very nice of him. He said, Larry, let's just give Max a break for once. And then Andy Smith, the former UK punter, he... told Larry to ask me about drinking Cokes before the games, which Larry thought was pretty funny. I didn't think it was that funny, but it was all right.
You've got a Coke here now.
You've got two of them.
Yeah. So Larry Vaught was awesome, as always. Loved doing his show. He said to me that he had heard there was a segment dedicated to him, but he hadn't heard it yet, and he was probably going to come check it out. So I hope we're still friends, Larry.
I
hope you've got a good question for him this week if he listens. What is it, Brent?
Obviously, it's been a historical week with the passing of the Queen.
Oh, can I just quickly mention again, we need to not forget that the sponsor of this segment is an island in the Virginia Islands.
Virginia?
Used to be owned by a very wealthy businessman. Unfortunately, he passed away in jail. Used to be able to go there, get what you need, get what you have to get, whether that be, you know... something mature like wine. Obviously wine gets better the more it ages, and then if you want something else that's not quite mature, then you can get that too. So we're just going to mention that sponsor.
You all get to, it's been a historical week.
Yep.
Queen of England passed, new king,
RIP. Yep.
Amongst other things going on this week, you could go back to any moment in history, any time, any place.
Wow.
What moment you going to?
Wow, good question. I've thought about this before in terms of like just what living in different ages would be. One, I would like to stay in the present because healthcare is questionable in the US to begin with, but
don't get me going on vaccinations.
but like I want to be able to wake up knowing like I'm not going to die from like the common cold, so I would like to stay in the present. But if I did have to go back, I think it would be really, really cool and very unique to wake up each day and be a knight and wear like all the armor. Like head, a helmet, sword.
A knight.
Like, what do they
Catholic
call it? Braille?
Knight.
Braille? Is that the chain? The chain?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The chain stuff?
Yeah.
Just to wear that each day would be hilarious. Like knights wear like armored shoes. Like could you imagine getting fitted for armored shoes? I just think being a knight
I feel like that would be insanely uncomfortable.
What, like, a terrible answer.
Imagine,
like, that would just, like, imagine just...
That's what I'm saying. That's, it would just be unique. And also, imagine, like, we think... You hear players in the press conferences all the time. I die for this team. I die whatever, whatever. Jousting. Imagine going... I'm actually putting my body on the line here. Yeah. I'm going out to joust.
Or you could just play for Army.
Or, and that as well. Imagine back in the Colosseum days where you could just go watch the Colosseum.
That's my pick. Would be, that's my pick.
Go.
Ancient Rome. Colosseum. Like almost Game of Thrones-like type stuff.
Yeah.
That's the type of atmosphere I want. There's no rules.
Is it insane that people back in the day used to cheer and shout, much like the Kroger Stadium, when someone's head got chopped off?
Crazy.
Like, is it not insane? I would throw up from seeing that stuff.
I mean, we nearly saw a beheading last night. Will Levis nearly had it taken off.
Yeah, we almost saw a man die, too, when he fell back. Why? What age would you like to be in?
I've thought about this a lot. I molded over on my way here. You know, obviously, I think it'd be cool to, like, be around in the 80s or not. I know it's not that far away, but I thought those were cool. But then I just started thinking about it more and more. I would really love to gone back to, you know, just be childhood friends with Jacquez Jones. He played amazing, and I just can't get past it.
Let's move on from that. I'm not even.
I was ready to go at him, and he ruined my joke because I thought he was going to say something in the past, and I said, that's because you're a piece of shit and you don't want women to vote and you want slaves back and you want all those kind of things.
Wow.
But couldn't do it because he went with Jacquez Jones. Current. So you beat me.
Sorry.
It's chess, not checkers.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Yep. One step ahead.
I turned over 20. You turned over 21, dealer. Good job. that's about all we've got. Do we want to talk any more football or no?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Nebraska.
Okay. What about it?
They fired Scott.
Yes, Frost.
Fired him.
Frosty Flakes.
Said, you are no longer employed by us.
Yeah. Tell us the stat that you said before.
I'll have to check what the number is, but there was something in his clause about the buyout.
Yeah.
Of if they waited till October 1st, it saved the university X amount of what they had to pay him for the buyout. And they said, he's so bad, we'd rather just get him out now.
Okay. And obviously the big talking point is, someone wrote a list.
So stupid.
About,
I think it was Pete Bammel, actually.
The top candidates. It might have been Dick. Our good friend Dick Gabriel. Was it Dick?
With those jeans on, I hope, too.
Mark Stoops, top candidate for Nebraska. Like, firstly, now, he may prove us all wrong. But I would think the common sense and very quick answer is, one, why the fuck would he leave Kentucky?
Yeah.
And to a program like that. Two, like, why is he the top candidate? I mean, I know historically Nebraska is bigger, but there's no
fucking
way,
right? Is in a place that is much better than Nebraska. Wandale literally left Nebraska to come here.
Do you think he's going?
I think it's a chance.
Oh, come on.
He'd have more resources.
How much of a chance?
Oh, more resources than Lincoln?
Yes.
Less bourbon.
No basketball to compete with.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They sell out every game. What is it, 90,000? Think.
They can do that. That's fine.
Well, like,
but
the,
like,
support
you're going
for
to...
the program is there. I think there's probably going to be more NIL money come towards,
you know, that's
Nebraska.
That's not true.
What?
You know the only reason why they sell out the games is that any tickets that aren't bought, their boosters just buy all the tickets so they can keep that running. So they don't actually sell out all their games. As
Maybe.
In they do. Technically they do, but yes. they don't get all the people turning up.
They lost to Georgia Southern or Georgia State, whoever it
Southern.
Was. Southern.
Yeah.
Nebraska just doesn't work anymore. That would be like Jesus, I hate to make it about basketball. That'd be like a rising coach going back to Indiana. Like, Nebraska's dead in the water.
But
they play in the Big Ten.
Here's the biggest factor for me.
He just
loves
Lexington.
No way he's going to wear white or red. He wouldn't look that good. He needs the slimming black.
Wow, that's true.
White will make him look like he is, fat as fuck.
Come on.
Like, he'd be terrible. He'd go from, he looks at about, what would you say, generously at the moment, 315?
I did not
you
think
put the white.
No,
you put the
no,
white
no,
Nebraska
no.
on him, he probably gets back to his 375.
I bet he's a 260.
He was the only man out there last night that was rivaling the 415 pounder that was out there. Dude, that guy was 415 pounds. Their O-line or D-line guy?
Yes.
415.
Massive.
Could you imagine actually being that big?
Imagine him on a QB sneak.
Oh, how do they not have a play where, like, what they used Jordan Davis with last year for Georgia, where he just goes and blocks?
Who used to play for the Bears? The Refrigerator. Perry, I think it was his last name.
William
back
Perry.
When they played in the 80s, they used to put him in at fullback, yes.
Refrigerator.
And just hand it to him, yes. So, I don't think he's leaving for Nebraska. I think it's more chance than people
okay,
think.
Okay, give us a percentage. Because I say zero.
I'm with zero, too.
I'd say 20, 30.
So the fact that he turned down LSU last year, you think he would go to Nebraska before he would go to LSU?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I do.
What?
I honestly
if you to rank all the college football on all the college football head coaching jobs, given obviously right situation, et cetera, where does Nebraska sit? Because I'm not obviously across college football that much
top
in terms
20?
Of history. Is it top 20?
I'd say it's top 20. You don't think
so? I don't think so. It's cool to think about, like, oh, yeah, Nebraska was cool in the 90s, but also they were winning games off the fumble Ruski and the double wing. Like, it's 2022. No one wants to live in Lincoln. We had Wandale on. He literally was like, no, like, lived in Lincoln, wanted to come back home. Place is terrible. It's fine to sit here and think, oh, yeah, it's fun to think that, like, college football's great when all these teams are good. It's just not. No one cares about Nebraska. They just don't.
I don't understand. I saw the list today. Did you see the full list of who they're looking at? It was like Sam Pittman at Arkansas, Bill O'Brien, Bama's OC, who used to coach the Texans.
Yeah.
Those, Matt Campbell.
Matt Campbell, whatever.
Yeah, Bill Stoops. Belichick. Yes. Yeah, they're just adding all the good coaches.
But if it was like, hey, Miles, like, who are you interested in seeing? And I was like, Margot Robbie, you know, Jennifer Aniston, you'd laugh at me. There's a reason those names are on their list, and it's because they have a decent chance.
I think just as a fan, it's after last season, Stoops, I think, set in stone that he's going to be here for another chunk of years. And it's really annoying that, like, he's elevated Kentucky to a place where it's at respect, and it's starting to feel like disrespect that people are like, he might leave, though, to go to, like, Nebraska or Oklahoma or LSU. Like, you can even understand Oklahoma and LSU. You can understand
we said this.
Nebraska, you can't.
We said this last year when there was the LSU talk, et cetera. What he is able to do and how loved he is in this town, he gets away with things that you may not be able to normally. And I'll just leave it at that.
No.
What?
No. You can't I mean, say that. No. I mean, not in a bad way. I mean, it in terms of like, he's so loved here that he could, like, the Calipari thing, for example, like, he could bite him and, like, people are like, I love Coach Stoops. And, like, I know that's kind of like a, not the greatest example, but, like, he does things like that. And then he'll, like, he could be out hammered the night before a game and everyone like in like Alabama, Tennessee, they'd be like, man, our coach's got to go. We'd be like, I love that shit. Like, yes, coach, that's what we need to see. Like, he can't put a foot wrong in this city. And so, like, why would he want to leave? He's so loved. He's got, what, 7 years more on his contract? Like, he's not going anywhere.
This is the only time I ever want to talk about Stoops possibly because I just don't think he's going to do it unless it is a top-tier team
and
like,
here,
or the NFL.
People
like,
always say the money thing. Here, we've got one of the 10 richest guys in America or whatever he is backing us financially. Like, why would we go away from that?
He's in a good spot here.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll actually leave unless I could see, like, Florida State, Miami.
I don't even think Florida
State. But Miami would have come up last year if it was a chance.
I think Stoops has – I mean, you all know Stoops better than I do, of course, and we've had him on the show, and everyone knows everything about Stoops. But, like, he's such a prideful guy. He has elevated Kentucky from the depths of hell to, like, a top 10 team in the country in September. You think he's going to build all this up and not finish the job and be like, let's go see what Nebraska does. They just lost to Georgia Southern. Who would want to do that?
I could see him winning the East and then being like, I'm out and just not coaching ever again.
Pulling the key, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact that he would think about getting close and going to Nebraska is just stupid. Like, he's not going. He's not going anywhere.
Percentage chance we win the East this year now? Higher or lower than before
zero.
We started?
Not
still
beating
zero.
Georgia.
It's higher for me.
Okay, 70-30. I'm 70% confident, but it's going to be the 30% that I'm not. All right, what is it? What is it this time? Give us some. What are your stupid predictions? Come on. What's the percentage?
I think there's a 30% chance we win the SEC East.
30%?
Yeah.
Like, as in you're saying because it's going to be either us, Georgia, or Tennessee, or you just think 30% in general?
I think it's
Tennessee now.
I think it comes down to us and Georgia at home, and we're going to need some help. Like, that's – I hate to say that.
Well, we're going to have to get some other teams to come with us and play against them.
You want Josh
Allen
to come back?
That would be nice.
We're going to need some help.
Lynn Bowden.
Georgia's schedule is insanely easy. We're going to have, as much as we like to shit on South Carolina, we're going to need South Carolina's help.
What help?
What, are we just going to call their best players in for our game against them? What do you mean their help?
We would like for them to beat Georgia so that we can afford to lose.
I will put my house that I do not own on the fact that South Carolina will not beat Georgia.
Oh, no, they won't.
So then what do you mean?
It would be nice if they did. That's what I'm saying. Wait,
It'd
Kentucky
be nice
needs
if Vandy beat them, too.
Would be nice. Like, would be nice.
It'd be nice if Samford had a scored yesterday, too, but they didn't. 33-0. I'm like, Georgia's number one now. Did you see that? They overtook Bama.
And they should be. They should be.
Yeah, that's fair.
Good. We should be.
We're almost done, but I want to get, just so we can make fun of each other for the next however many weeks, give us a sleeper and give us your pick for the NFL this year. And don't give me the Green Bay bullshit. Miles, sleeper and winner of NFL.
Like players or
like
teams?
When I say sleeper, I mean like sneaky good team. May not have to win it, but they're going to be sneaky good. No one's expecting it.
Before we get into this, and I'm glad we have this on video, Max is literally wearing a Chiefs poncho and a Cowboys hat.
I know.
So just, you know, keep that in mind.
Well, so someone said to me yesterday.
Is that your Super Bowl?
The Cowboys.
NFC, AFC?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call either of those sleeper picks, though.
They're not. That's not my picks.
Okay.
I think that I like the Chiefs, and I swear to you, I liked them when Alex Smith was there actually back in Australia. And whenever I used to make it like Madden team, I would go the Chiefs. And then they got Mahomes, and I didn't know who Mahomes was. And so I was like, well, maybe the Chiefs would be a bit better this year because they've got this young guy. Obviously, he didn't play in the first year, and I'm like, all right, he's terrible. And then he came out, and then everyone's like, oh, bandwagon. It's like, nah, I always like the Chiefs. So there you go. But my sleeper team.
It's also hilarious because he got signed by a team in the same division. So.
Correct. Yeah, so my sleeper team is I do have a soft spot for the Broncos. And I think of all the teams in that conference, they're kind of the fourth-ranked team, which is crazy with how good they are. I think they're the sleeper team. I think they could be really good.
Who?
The alien that's not from Earth, Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, I think that could be the team. And the winner, I think, I mean, it's going to be the obvious one, but how good they looked on Thursday, you can't go away from the Bills.
I will.
Okay.
Sleeper pick, Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Even though I don't really trust Tua, but I think I like the young coach.
Tagovailoa.
Yep. And I like Waddle. Yep. And Tyreek, like that, I think, and their defense was already good before.
I do love that coach.
Yes,
down there,
I think, and that division's not good other than
the Buffalo. Nerd.
I love him.
And then I don't know if you count them as sleeper. I think with a full healthy roster, and
I don't know if I buy into this. And I don't know why we're talking about NFL so much, but I kind of like it. The Dave Portnoy on another successful podcast, much similar to this, they actually try and do a lot of their stuff like us. He brought up a point that it was probably the only good point he's ever made about football, and I kind of agree. I might have been Big Cat, I'm not sure. Said that the coach of the Dolphins, the only problem they see with that is like him being the cool guy and all that, him trying to motivate like 300-pound linemen when it gets real gritty, I'd like to see him try and do that because he doesn't seem like that guy that could get you. But I don't know if
I understand that, but like, you think Belichick's really good at that?
Yeah, but I do though. Yeah. But
he is.
But he's such a hard ass, and but if you come out and every conference you want to make into a joke, how do people? And I'm sure he obviously has his moments behind closed doors, but like he doesn't seem serious ever.
No, that's what he does. Like the Stoops. Well, Stoops isn't as much like shocking, but behind closed doors he's throwing clipboards and slamming people through tables. Like imagine the first meeting if he's like just a table down there. Didn't you say somebody did this?
Yeah, our favorite Rutgers, Greggy.
Yes, yeah. Walked into the first team meeting and said I'm just gonna set the tone and broke a chair over his head.
So first ever team meeting when he took over the program, this is true, confirmed by their punter Adam Korsak. He messaged me and said, oh my god, I think we might be great. And I said, what happened? He said Greg Schiano walked in and said, I'm going to show you all how fucking serious I am about this team improving and getting better, and put his fucking fist through a table. I'm serious. Put his fist through a table, broke the table in half, and then picked up half of the table and smashed it into the whiteboard like 6 times. And he said, that's the fucking attitude we're taking out in the field. And then walked out.
Yes,
that's
perfect.
It. First meeting.
That's what he's doing. That's
and look
what he's
how
doing.
Good they are.
That's it. Great.
Greg Schiano.
Baltimore.
Baltimore wins it?
Wins it.
Okay.
Lamar finally gets his breakthrough. Yes?
I don't think the Ravens win it, but...
That's fine. You can say you're Packers.
I mean, I'm not... Obviously, I think the Packers have as good a shot as anyone, but for the sake of the podcast, I won't do it. I do think the Super Bowl, and this will play into my sleeper pick, Raiders-Packers.
Wow.
The storyline's
Raiders.
There.
Davante Adams. You good. Love Davante Adams. Better. It all goes back to the Packers for him. All of it.
Also... The Chargers. It's going to be the Chargers or the Raiders for me. I think the Chiefs, there's going to be too much.
I like Sherbert.
I got a quick question off the cuff when we're talking about breaking tables. Me and you, Miles, know very well that Mark Stoops always picks one game a year to do the fucking smash. Let's not do the meeting. Let's grab a seat and smash it. Don't think he used it at the Swamp from all reports, which I thought he might because they did the whole soft thing and all that. Talk to some of the guys. He did not use it for that game. What game is he using it for this year?
He would have had a huge like pre-game speech this week. I would have loved to have heard some story, some quote. Yeah. Then he would have been frothing at the mouth ready. Yeah. Ole Miss.
He gave one of the greatest speeches of all time, and I don't want to ruin it. I would like not do it justice, but we played Missouri one time at Missouri. We ended up getting smoked, which is kind of funny part of the story. But he stood up in front of us, and he said, that nerd coach or whatever, I can't forget what he said. He said something about Drinkwitz, and he was like, that coach is going on all week about how they're about to end the streak because we'd beaten them like five times in a row. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's been going on all week about how they're going to beat us. Well, tell you what, once we go out there, we beat them by 30 today, and we go down our fucking bus and say bon voyage, then we'll fucking see.
Bon voyage.
Yeah. He literally said that. He's like, let's see if they fucking have the same attitude. We went out there and got smoked.
And then they said bon voyage.
And then like, Stoops after the game said, well, I'm never doing a speech like that again because that you guys ruined it.
Well, he was
basically laughing at the fact that he was like, that's the best speech I've ever given, and you guys were miserable.
That's, yeah. He's like, I did my job. You all do yours.
You got anything else?
That's all I've got this week. Brent?
I'm good.
Cats are top 10.
Let's go watch Rogers spin the skin.
It's unbelievable that we're top 10.
We are 2-0.
When was the last time we were top 10?
Last year.
Really?
Yeah.
We went to what did we get to?
Yeah.
9.
I think we were up to 9.
Maybe it was 8.
Okay.
Maybe, no, it might have been 6.
Okay. Can 6? I just...
We were not 6.
Put the asterisk on it. The fact that they wanted to make it a top 10 matchup when we went to play Georgia.
Okay, fair.
So, like... A legitimate top 10, which we are now.
So then it would have been November 2018 when we played Georgia again, coincidentally.
Were we top 10 then as well?
We were.
I thought we were like 11, 12.
I thought you all were 7th.
No.
No, I feel like we're 11 or 12.
I don't think we were ever that high.
I'm going to look that up now.
But that's good. Yeah, anyway, the Cats are top 10. We got anything else because I'm ready to go watch some NFL
football.
I'm
just excited. That's glass half full. I know yours is still half
empty. Can I give the emotional Kentucky football fan sort of take here really quick?
Wow.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. I care about the team.
No. We care.
It is cool to see finally, you know, after a lifetime of, like, losing this game all the time. This was the first time where, for me, it was like we always talked about chipping away at killing the old Kentucky football, killing it, killing it, killing it. Now that Stoops has passed Bear and the fact that he went to Florida – won in a convincing fashion on a game where Kentucky didn't even look that great. A lot of points left on the field. That to me is like, okay, Kentucky as a football program has finally elevated itself to a point where we thought we would never get to. You can look at 2018 and be like, it's just one good season. You can point to last year like you did and say, fluky. But the fact that we are getting recognized as a top 10 team after winning 2 games is an unbelievable testament to what Stoops has done here and to what the players, you guys, have done here, and it's insanely remarkable.
2 things. I saw Freddie Maggard put out a tweet saying, like, it's incredible to think that we now put out players on the field. Or put out players. Our players are more talented and better players than LSU, Florida, etc., which is true. We actually just have better players now. We don't have to rely on luck. Second thing, and it's an outside chance to actually happen, but I've said this, and no one seems to think that it's crazy, and like they're like, not that it's crazy, that they just don't think this is a very good take. I love it, and I'm going to keep saying it. We, of all the schools, are the best chance out of anyone to do the double, win football and basketball.
I agree.
There's no one more credentialed than us.
I agree.
Like, it's an outside chance to actually happen, Miles, but we are the best chance of that.
The only one
I'd say Alabama. Because Alabama's been better at basketball.
I would take Michigan over Alabama.
No, because Michigan can't win the Natty in football.
Well, that's
Ohio
just
State.
Thought.
Yeah, I'd put us easily
top 3.
But
we're in the conversation.
Yeah.
And as much as, you know, everyone likes to dig on Mitch and everything, like, that's also a testament, too, because, I mean, other programs are great. We're winning national championships in rifle and swimming, and the softball team's always good. Soccer's always good. Don't
Larry
give me
Vaught
that
helps
look.
Cover all those.
Don't give me that. Don't give me that look.
This is a football podcast.
Yeah,
we
this is not this is not, not Pin It Deep Rifle Edition.
Let's not do a rifle edition. I don't want to do any of that.
So anyway, we'll wrap it up. We'll get back to spraying on people's faces, Miles. Hopefully,
let's
again
do it
tonight.
With the champagne again this week. Yep. Let's do it tonight.
Thanks.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.